Welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. It's great to have you here. Join me, Gem Swallow, every Friday as I talk happiness and living life to the fullest. I talk about what I try and what I come across, along with mindset and motivation, health and fitness. That's Quirky Gems Podcast every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts. Would you like to advertise here on Quirky Gems Podcast? I've got two packages available for you. The intro package gets you an advert read out right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You'll get your socials, a website. It's available. You'll also get a link in my link tree. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal, £6, available worldwide. The Let's Get Social package. You get your advert read out right here. Right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You also get your link available in my Twitter. Every time I drop a new podcast, you will get seen by my followers. You will also get your link in my link tree. How amazing is that? £12 for 1 month. Payment via PayPal available worldwide. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Infinity Wanderers 2 is a second edition of our new magazine, focusing on real history and genealogy, and on the genres of alternate history, science fiction, and historical fiction. Issue 2 includes an interview with author Vivian Tufnell, and the establishment of two main columns for the publication. These are Small Causes by L.G. Parker, looking at events that did, or could have, changed history dramatically, despite being apparently small in themselves. And we have Family History Shorts, which takes one or two family history photographs and adds genealogical information to them. Perfect if you love ancestry or history. Are you a bookworm? Great! We have book reviews too. So why not order yourself a copy of Infinity Wanderers 2, available on Amazon and in Gem's Linktree. Migraine, arthritis, fibromyalgia, pain? Would you like a natural painkiller? With just three ingredients, Gem's CBD balm could be just what you're looking for. Rub it into where it hurts and let it do its thing. Available only in the UK. DM Gem on Twitter, at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal. Contains coconut oil. How to dress for your actual lifestyle. Yeah, because some of us don't. And this is something that we're going to be talking about right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. That is what you're listening to. Hi, I'm Gem Swallow. How are you? Thank you so much for pressing play. I hope this episode finds you well. So today is the 1st of September. This is the day I'm hitting record. And this is the first day of meteorological autumn. So, I've tried saying this before, and if you say it twice as fast, meteorological, you trip up. You're going to. If you're me, you're going to trip up. So, we're springing up. It's not even spring, is it? I don't know why I keep saying spring. Maybe I'm hoping it's spring, because I know that in autumn it's going to get colder. But in autumn, even my show notes, I've written spring. What is going on here? It's not even Monday. But in autumn, you might be thinking about changing up your clothing, especially if you're me. I put up on my Twitter, how many of you guys, actually, what did I say? Have you seeked out some of your autumn clothes yet? It's on my Twitter, it's at Radio Gem. 10% of the people wrote this, say guilty as charged, yeah, I have. I may have aimed for the hoodies. And 90% said, not yet. So some people are really trying to hold on to what is left of summer. And to be honest, I don't think any of us know how long we got left in summer. Because now, next week the kids go back to school, and now we're in this place where the heat waves are long gone. You can see them in the distance. Go ahead, give them a wave. They'll probably be back next year. And now we're like, okay, next milestone, people, if you keep your hands inside the vehicle at all time, next milestone is Halloween. We all love a bit of Halloween, don't we? Yeah, pumpkins and everything that comes with that. Yeah, not a Halloween person. Got you covered. We then have Christmas. Who doesn't love a bit of Christmas, no? Okay, well, we will power on through. The leaves are going to change and we're going to be aiming for knitwear. I'm really trying to bring stuff out. It's going to make us feel better about going into the cold months. But we're aiming for knitwear. Beanies? Beanies are a must. Come on. Beanies, scarves. Who doesn't love a good scarf? This is what we have. This is our immediate future. So with that, I was looking at our clothing, but also the cost of living. Because this is something that if you're like me, and like everyone, I guess, it's everywhere you go, I mean, some people it might not affect, other people it might affect more. But we're going to be talking about how to keep warm and stylish and to feel our best, but also keeping it real. Because one thing I've noticed is that when you talk about fashion, it might be that it's more fast fashion, what's in a high street shop. But when you talk about fashion, there seems to be an expiry date. It's what's hot, what's on supermodels, what's on the catwalk. But you also have fashion, everyone has it. You have slow fashion. You have the kind you can get on eBay or on a website or an app such as Depop or Vinted. You also have charity shops. And also, when we look at lifestyle, I don't know about you, when you look online and people say, okay, I want a big chunky cardigan so I can wrap myself up and watch TV. I think everyone can relate to that. When it's going to get to autumn, going into winter, most of us want that because we're human. I don't know about you, but I wasn't born with fur. Can you imagine? But with that, I think when you look at lifestyle, what your job is, what your income is, and how you spend your days, what you put on your back and what you wear really has to correspond with that. It has to connect with that. So, when I think about my clothing, I look around my bedroom, which today is actually my studio for the morning. The temperature's not too bad, I can take it. It's pretty early in the morning still. But when I look around my bedroom, nothing in my bedroom, clothing-wise, is brand new. You would not have seen it on a walkway in the past year or in the past 2 years. And everything has literally either come from an app, a clothing app such as Depop or eBay. And I said here on the podcast that I am an eBay chick. So most of my clothing has come from there. My lifestyle, I'm at home a lot. I go out around about at most 3 times a week. It's not for very long. So if I go out, you won't find me sitting in a coffee shop. You won't find me sitting in a park, and I don't have to dress to impress. So my clothing, I'm sat on my bed at the moment. I'm wearing some summer trousers because it's too chilly to wear shorts, and I'm wearing a crop top style t-shirt. Look, to me, it's a t-shirt. It's like a vest, to be honest. I mean, I'm being lazy here, but there's nothing on me that I've got to worry about going into an office. Today is podcast day, so it's just at home, chilling and trying to stay warm and going with the temperature. It's going to be an unsettled day, so I need to be warm and cool at the same time. When I buy clothing, my lifestyle, I have to take into consideration that I have health conditions. So I have to take into consideration, okay, if I have pressure points on my shoulders, Can I wear dungarees? Can I wear a t-shirt? Will it be too restrictive? That's my lifestyle. And I've noticed that in the last week or so, I have actually bought, I think it's one garment, and that's been a t-shirt dress. Because I've been really drawn to, I have one that is really awesome. I enjoy wearing that, and I thought, okay, I would like to wear a t-shirt dress. This is something this year I'm going through. Last year it was dungarees, but this year my style has changed a bit. I've noticed I've gotten rid of a lot of clothing that I haven't used, or, you know, this year the weather has been a box of frogs, hasn't it? This year we've been through extreme heat, now we're going cooler, so we've kind of got to really pull out things from our wardrobe to think, okay, I need to grab you in the morning and not spend half an hour thinking about my life choice for the day. Are you going to be warm enough, or are you going to be too cold? Do I have to layer you up? So my style in particular has changed quite a lot. This year though, I have worn 2 lots of dungarees and I own 4 lots. So, and a dungaree dress I haven't worn yet. I'm curious to see in the autumn whether I'll wear that or if I can linger it out to spring. If not, I wonder if I'm going to wear it. And I'm also looking at a pair of dungarees that I haven't actually, I think I've worn once, but because of the weather being the way it is, I don't know if I have to take it round to next summer or if I can layer it up, which brings it up to the next thing. So I remember seeing this picture. I think I have it on a screenshot on my phone. I remember seeing this picture on Instagram when I was on Instagram, and it said the most sustainable item you own or you're going to wear is the one that's already in your wardrobe. To me, I agree with that. It's something you've already bought, something you may have already worn, and that if you're changing season, you can layer it up. How do you do that? I'm glad you asked. Okay, if you have tights, one great investment I have. This year, I've invested in tights. I've managed to get ladders in one pair. That was a short-lived romance. They were a black pair of tights, and I had them for, I think it was a week or so. I managed to go out in them twice, and then I got a ladder in them. And so I thought, well, this just isn't going to work for me. I mean, what was all that about? But woolen tights, the winter kind, I highly, highly recommend investing in a pair. They're like leggings, but they're not so thick, and you can wear them. So if you have that nice pair of shorts that you love wearing in the summer, but you don't really want to put them away yet, you don't have to. If you layer them up with some winter tights, they look like a skirt. And that is what I think maybe I'm going to do. Because if you're going to start wearing coats or jackets, then it's going to become heavier on your body. And for me in particular, I have fibromyalgia. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm weighing it up. I have dungarees. I have tights. I have shorts. I can have like a t-shirt and a pair of shorts with some tights. That looks like a t-shirt, skirts, and I mean a skirt and some tights. So it's all about wearing what you already have. And one thing I really don't like is when we're forced a lifestyle. We're forced, for example, if you work from home, then the cliche is, oh, you're going to go to a coffee shop, we're going to go walk in a park or something. We don't all do that. I don't remember the last time I was ever in a coffee shop. The smell of coffee is a migraine trigger for me. And if I were to sit in a park, I have a back garden for that. So for me, I would rather be at home. And if I'm having a bad day, getting over a migraine, I'll wear pyjamas. If not, I'll wear comfortable stuff. If I'm going out, then I want colour and to feel good. So it's all about making what you have work for you. When it comes to cost of living, what is an interesting one is that we're not all the same. One thing I've noticed is that we're all being taught that When the winter months roll around, we're all going to be really cold. We're going to be in despair. We all have different lifestyles. And I think at the moment we're being kind of like herded into one. And I don't agree with that. So I personally think if you have, for example, disposable income where you can buy a nice pair of trainers, or maybe you can buy a new wardrobe. Don't feel guilty about doing that. That is your lifestyle choice. If it makes you feel good, we're gonna go into the colder months, do it. I think that in the main headlines at the moment, it's more about feeling guilty for feeling good or having to worry about survival. If you are worried about that, look at what's already in your wardrobe. You can spruce it up. If you have clothing and it makes you feel a bit drab, play about with accessories. If you have a bandana, if you have necklaces, if you have jewellery, play about with accessories. And with that, you can make a whole new outfit. If you have imagination, you can do anything. So with that, I wanted to know, because at the moment, the cost of living is everywhere you go. And it seems to be the news is like, oh, we have to watch every single penny, whereas before we never had to. And I don't think it's a healthy way of looking at it. So on my Twitter, it's at Radio Gem, I asked, have you bought any clothes this month? Because I'll be honest, I have. I have bought one, I think it is, t-shirt dress. And where I've been wearing, actually, I think it's two t-shirt dresses from eBay. They were within my budget. One, when I put it on, it was comfortable, it was big enough, and I thought, oh, I really like this. And the other one hasn't come yet. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to be made to feel guilty. My style is changing. A part of being alive and a part of living and growing is that your taste changes. What you once were into maybe a year ago, you're into now. So I wondered if you yourself have bought any clothes this month. It can be new or second hand. So these were the answers. I have, yes, new, 12.5%. I have, yes, used, for example, second hand, so eBay or Depop or charity shop, 12.5%. I haven't, 75%. So it's an interesting one. As I said, different people have different lifestyle choices. But when we look at the colder months, let's look at if you have a wardrobe or a closet full of clothing and you don't have to buy any more, stick with what you've already got. I guarantee there is something in your wardrobe you can put together that'll make you feel nice. And if, for example, you knit or crochet, consider making yourself some accessories. I guarantee if you're anything like me, you have the wool lying around. And for example, recently I am halfway through making myself a knitted headband because I'm a migraine sufferer. And I have some knitted ponytail beanies for when the colder weather really rolls around. So if you're creative, think about making yourself some jewellery. Think about making yourself some knitted wear. And look in your wardrobe to see what you've already got. But if you really want to add some bits, don't feel guilty about it. So with that, I'm going to leave this here. I hope maybe I have inspired you. It is the 1st of September. We do have a few long months ahead of us. And yeah, if you bought anything and you want to share it, drop a comment. It would be cool. I'd love to see. And please do follow me wherever you're listening to this podcast from. If you're enjoying it, subscribe and you'll never miss an episode. So this has been How to Dress for Your Actual Lifestyle. Everyone's got a different lifestyle and they're all as equally as important. I'm Jem Swallow and this is Quirky Gems Podcast. I'll speak to you next week. Thank you so much for watching.
Get involved on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem.